Supply Chain Risk Roadmap. Supply chain disruptions from global conflicts and wars to extreme weather and price volatility have continued to create significant headwinds for organizations. Organizations that can manage these and other supply chain risks will have better business continuity and resilience. Risk is often defined only from a negative perspective, such as in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition of supply chain risk as the variety of possible events and their outcomes that could have a negative effect on the flow of goods, services, funds, or information resulting in some level of quantitative or qualitative loss for the supply chain. Another name for a negative risk is a threat. However, uncertain events that could have a positive result are also often considered risks because the time and money invested in them may not pay off. Positive risks may be called opportunities. By other definitions, any risk could have a positive or negative outcome. Risk management needs to be addressed at organizational and logistics strategy levels because taking time to identify risks and develop a plan for addressing them increases the likelihood that the organization will be able to fulfill its goals and objectives. The organization's owners and investors put a high premium on minimizing uncertainty and would rather invest in proper risk management than expose the organization to vast expenses, delays in service, and reputation failures. At the strategic level, risk is inevitable. New competitive strategies, market areas, product lines, and other business ventures are often very risky. Organizations carefully measure both the risks and opportunities of a strategy prior to making new investments, because higher risks require higher rewards. Exhibit 8-13 shows how a comparison of risk versus reward creates four quadrants, one of which is high risk and low reward. This area is to be avoided. Even an area of equal risk and reward, the diagonal line is not good enough. The efficient frontier describes the payoff profile that businesses seek, high enough reward for low enough risk. Note that some organizations will have more tolerance to risk than others, for example, being risk-tolerant versus being risk-averse. This policy is set at the organizational strategy level, and logistics managers need to set their own strategies accordingly. Exhibit 8-13, Risk versus Reward. Briefly, the risk philosophy is the organization's strategy related to risk management, and its risk appetite is whether the organization tends to be risk-seeking, when there is enough reward potential, risk-averse, or points between. These choices might differ by risk area, such as having a higher appetite for risk when it comes to new ways of collaborating with external partners, but a lower appetite for risks related to meeting transaction-related customer logistics service requirements.